on the telephone line, one of our favorites on the show. Charlotte Wilder of Sports Illustrated joins us. Hello there, Charlotte.
Hi there, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Let's get to the important stuff right away. How's your shoulder? I understand you sustained an air guitar injury. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, Rich, this is one of, like, the most me things I could have done. I almost didn't tweet it because I didn't want people to be like, oh, yeah, sure you did. That's so on brand. But I was cleaning my apartment yesterday listening to Pinball Wizard by The Who, and I really wound up and just, like, went for it, air guitar in one of the big chords. And I like really messed up my shoulder. I was like, maybe I'm too old to be air guitaring this hard. But fortunately, it seems to have figured itself out as of this morning. But I felt like a big old idiot.
Oh no! I love that. That's fun. And somewhere, Pete Townsend is smiling, even though he doesn't know why.
Right. It's like every time you throw your shoulder out air guitaring, Pete Townsend gets his wings or something.
I think that's exactly what happens here. Are you prepared for the coronavirus? Are you worried? You meet a lot of people. You travel a lot. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like this is totally out of a movie. I mean, like, you know, we're all working from home. Travel's been suspended for a little while. You know, I don't even know what's going to happen with sports leagues. You know, like, are places going to play? You have guys like LeBron saying if there are no fans, they're not going to play. I mean, it's just all so completely unprecedented and terrifying that I think what worries me the most is that, like, you know, I'm fine, I'm healthy, and I'm 30, knock on wood. That sort of, you know, it would probably just be like a bad cold for me. But, you know, I worry about older people. I worry about people who have compromised immune systems. It's one thing to be like, yeah, I'm going to be fine, but what about the rest of the world, you know?
You've been doing so much these days. You've made appearances on SNY TV. What was that like for you?
Oh, it's super fun. I mean, I'm such a ham. I really love doing the TV stuff, and those guys are great. Getting to work with them was super, super fun. And, yeah, I'm back on Wednesday, so kind of branching out, doing some more stuff. It's been very exciting.
Also, because I think if anyone could do this, it would be you. What advice would you give to Tom Brady about his future? Because he's listening to a lot of people, and I think he just should listen to Charlotte.
Oh, do you? I don't know. I mean, so I think there are two different ways you got to approach it, right? You can approach it from the Patriots standpoint, or you can approach it from Brady's standpoint. And as far as he's concerned, the reason I haven't really been able to kind of form an accurate opinion on this, I mean, when the season ended, I was certain that he would go back to Foxborough because, you know, if they can get some weapons around him offensively, he knows the offense really well. New England loves him. Like, if it's one or two more years, then, you know, why not go out a Patriot? And I didn't know if he'd want to end his career at Gillette on a pick six. But now I don't know. Like, what's he looking for? Does he want a big payday? Does he feel like he's foregone a lot of money in the past in the good of the team? Or does he want to be high profile somewhere else? Or does he want to win another Super Bowl that badly that, you know, he would try to do it without Belichick? Does he want to prove he doesn't need Belichick? You know, I just have so many questions that he has not been vocal about that I think it's kind of hard to even begin to guess what's going to happen or what's going through his head right now.
We haven't talked to you since the Super Bowl. How was the experience of not only being there, but getting on that exclusive list and hanging out at Gronk's beach?
It was so much fun. It was truly just, you know, Miami for a Super Bowl was just about the best sporting experience I've had. And the energy of the game itself was just incredible. That might have been the greatest sporting event I've seen live in terms of energy and excitement. And the mood was just so happy in the stadium. And, you know, Gronk is, I think, probably the most generous celebrity in terms of his time. Like, I think a lot of times when people have events with their name on it. They'll show up, take a few pictures, shake a few hands, and then either disappear into the VIP section or just leave altogether and everyone keeps partying. But Gronk was on stage for a good 7 hours, you know, just dancing his face off with his entire family, with his girlfriend Camille, just on stage in the pouring rain, giving people such a great show. And I just came away from it thinking, you know, if there's anyone who can do this, if there's anyone who can carry a post-football life that is as high profile and lucrative as their time on the field, which is hard to do as an athlete. You know, you retire and you give up a lot of your platform. I think it's Gronk. I think he has the star power and stage presence, and he's getting better on TV, and he's really leaning into these things in a way that's really fun to watch.
By the way, I love the piece you did on Andy Reid and his Aloha shirts.
Thank you. That was fun. I just loved that his team clearly loves him. Mm. And, you know, they flew there wearing his beautiful pattern shirts. And he was so moved. I asked him at media night the next day, on Monday after they arrived. I said, you know, did you know they were going to do that? And he said, no, I had no idea, but I'm wearing this Hawaiian shirt tonight to thank them, basically. And I just thought it was really sweet. It was nice to see him finally get that win that I think had been eluding him, that really does put him in the pantheon of great coaches.
Charlotte Wilder with us here on Downtown. Your Red Sox having a rough offseason, first getting rid of Mookie, now Chris Sale, not knowing what his future is. It's going to be a little different going to Fenway Park this year.
Oh, man, I'm so bummed about the Mookie stuff. And David Price, I don't know what... I can't wrap my head around it. I truly can't. It's like getting rid of your soulmate because you might meet another soulmate in a year and a half who might be slightly less demanding. Like, I do not understand. And some people are like, you know, well, we don't have $400 million. We don't want to give them that. But the Red Sox are the one team that spends money. Like, the Red Sox have money. They've spent money historically, and it has worked. And that's what makes that ownership good. That's what makes Bob Kraft good. That's what makes, you know, all these New England teams, where you look at the commonality between them, you know, the Celtics when they had that really great run 10 years ago, the Pats for the past two decades, the Sox on and off for the past 20 years, where ownership has spent the money they need to spend to win. And unfortunately, that's what it takes to be so consistently good. And so for the Sox all of a sudden to say, oh, well, no, now we're not going to pay. We're going to get rid of our like best homegrown talent since Ted Williams and just in case we have a better option in a few years. And it drives me crazy.
Yeah, because it's hard to be a billionaire these days and protect that bottom line.
Right. I mean, come on. What do you have the money for if not for a guy like Mookie Betts?
Charlotte, what have you got coming up that we should keep our eyes open for?
I've got a few things going on. Some stuff's up in the air, but hopefully I'll be able to talk about it more in the next few weeks or so. So if you'll have me back, I'll stop being so cryptic.
Oh, as always, follow Charlotte on Twitter at The Wilder Things. And I would also recommend, if you're in the city, get on a train that you see her get on, because there's a greater likelihood that a mariachi band will suddenly start playing.
Thanks, Rich. Yeah, that's my brand.
We love it, Charlotte. Good to talk with you as always. Thanks so much for visiting with us this afternoon.
You too, Rich. Talk to you soon.